Hello there, and welcome to CITR and Discorder's how-to guide to being your best possible self. Step 1. Pick up a copy of the April issue of Discorder magazine from one of our 100-plus distribution locations. Step 2. Read your copy of Discorder magazine to map out your record store day with Sean Hogan's help. Figure out the steps for getting your own show on CITR 101.9 FM. Get inspired by the youth at the Reel to Reel Film Festival. And find the X's that mark the spots of the closed and closing Vancouver venues with Elijah Teed. Step 3. Check out reviews of live music and comedy shows, albums, podcasts, and books. Step 4. Thank your advertisers. Shout out to your mom, the AMS, the Rio Theater, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, the Wise Hall, Art Rock Finale, High Life Records, Caribou Lager, MRG Concerts, the Doxa Documentary Film Festival, the Reel to Reel International Film Festival for Youth, the Cinematheque, the Spring Record Convention, Audiopile Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Verboten Festival. Step 5. Check out discorder.ca for web exclusives and magazine updates. Step 6. Come into the station. Write for Discorder. Get a show! Duh.
Is that right? Are you serious? All this for moi? Nigga, I am stoked!
This for niggas that turn up the most. Sneak in the club with the toast. Oh, you got hand, and I got smoke. And it's hella bitches, and I'm not broke. Nigga, I'm stoked! Came over in a big-ass boat. Not on a slave ship, niggas can't float. We made chains out of ropes. That's why I had to do it for the coast. Nigga, I am stoked. Gotta take care of your friends. To do that, you gon' need some ends. I remember when I pushed a Honda on 10s. Whip that shit like it's a Benz. Dude, I am stoked.
This is for them bitches that be stripping for tuition and be tripping on the niggas that ain't tipping. Tell them, listen, you ain't working for commission. Touch your booty with permission or you're sleeping with the vicious nigga. I am so.
This for niggas that turn up the most. Sneak in the club with the toast. Oh, you got hen and I got smoke. And it's hella bitches and I'm not broke. Nigga, I'm so. Nigga, I'm so.
I'm in your city with a pretty model. I let it bust it wide open off that Henny bottle. She got $1 million pussy like I hit the lotto. When I put a deep, she singing like it's the Apollo. Ayy, my shit be booming like them trap niggas. Type of nigga smoking doobie, shooting crash with you. Type of nigga pack the Thule in the Acura. I'm about to watch a fucking movie, I'll get back to ya. If it ain't about guacamole, don't talk to homie. About to raise so much in, cause stock Chipotle. You look like a snitching type who talk to police. Only if she thinks she might get dropped before me. Boy, I'm special. Mama told me, Lord gon' bless you. I don't go in, I go in extra. Leave hoes in stretches. Big hoes from Texas. I'm so impressive. Before I go to breakfast, motherfucker.
This for niggas that turn up the most. Sneak in the club with the toast. Oh, you got hen, and I got smoke. And it's hella bitches, and I'm not broke. Nigga, I'm stoked.
Damn. I can't even lie to you, my nigga.
Nigga, I'm stoked.
That's on everything I love. Ayy. My niggas stay up late just to howl at the moon. Tryna roll a whole pound of that loud, of that boom. Smoking on Iggy Oak Town with my troops. Got that Humboldt plug, white boys coming through. I'm hang 10 on my wave, ho. Got a new bankroll, so I feel gnarly. With a full tank though, plenty corners bank those. Rolling dank, now a nigga feel Marlin. I'ma tell you what these bitches tell me. Henny get me stoked, nigga, fuck a BLV. Hit the liquor store, then pull up and tell me. Spot to lift the goals, get your soul healthy. Go hard with it's made for. Lose the draws for the payroll. Movie star, let the tape roll. Say she got them cakes half price, baby, that's okay though. My nigga, I'm
this for niggas that turn up the most. Sneak in the club with the toast. Oh, you got hit.
Yo, good morning. It's Issa Arian here bringing you off the beaten path. It's April 26th. This month is flying by. If you've never listened to it, this is Off the Beaten Path. We do this every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m., bringing you some news and some new music. That's Pac Div with Stoked. I don't know, Pac Div gets me pretty hyped in the morning. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here from CITR, the community station here in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland and BC, probably the whole Pacific Northwest. you know, as we continue, as we see community stations close down, we know that we got to keep it alive so that we can keep it real. There's a lot of stuff going on, and so we are going to get into it. But if you've never listened to the show before, what we like to do here is talk a little bit about some local news here in Vancouver, in the Lower Mainland, in BC. Help you get a little understanding of what's going on in your neighborhood, or if you're listening from outside of the Lower Mainland, help you get an understanding of what beautiful BC is like and what are the types of things that go on here. Then we like to give you a little national picture. And then news, international news, typically news dominated by the American media market, because there's so many things that go on down south that I think are representative of places all over. And we can get a nice understanding. I'd like to introduce you to some new music. Sometimes we have some guests on here. Sometimes those guests are really smart. Sometimes those guests are just my friends. But sometimes, and I like to think that I have really smart friends, we'll get one of them on, and you know, they'll come and share some insight with us. But you know, I like to start off 7 a.m. So while you're getting ready to go to work, or maybe you're in the shower, or maybe you just like listen to my voice while you are flipping your pancakes, or you're on the bus. I mean, you could be doing anything. You could be at work. You could be at work at a job that you, you know, maybe you like a little bit, but you don't like a little bit enough. You don't like enough to work between 10 and 11 because, I mean, while you're at work for 8 hours, you don't really need to do 8 hours worth of work. I think there's like a study where people do like 3.5 hours worth of work a day. So I really thank you for taking one of the 4.5 hours of your leisure time, including your lunch, to tune in to the radio and listen to me and what I have to say. So the weather here in Vancouver, if you are not in Vancouver, you are missing out, because it has been absolutely beautiful for the last 4 or 5 days. And it'll continue to be that beautiful today with a high of 23. If I didn't have so much work myself, I'd call out, because I feel like the beach is calling my name. It'll be nice until it's not. This weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we'll have a high of 12 with showers both days, pretty much guaranteed 70 and 90%. Chance of precipitation. However, we will be bringing the sun back next Wednesday, May 2nd. It will be 17, and Thursday again. Next Thursday, it'll be a high of 20. So if you are like me and you try to plan out getting sick, you know, you should probably be sick on one of those days, just so you can take advantage of the weather, because we know that these days are few and far between. And when I say few and far between, I mean like we get them for the whole summer, but we have to wait, you know, nearly 10 months for them. And last year we got robbed by the smoke. So let's try to make sure that that doesn't happen again. Before we jump right into the news, you know, there's so many things today that excite me. I feel like we have so much to get through with all of the things that are going on locally. We have some animals attacking people, and you know that this is literally my favorite thing in the whole world, to understand that animals are still out here fighting, and not even just animals. There's rocks that are actively pursuing people, and I'm going to tell you about those later when we get back from this musical break, because we also have a lot of new music to introduce you to, so that you can not only better your knowledge throughout the weekend and know exactly what's going on, but you can also have a new playlist you can introduce to your friends. So when we get back, we're going to touch on some of that.
Thought I found a way. Thought I found a way, yeah. But you never go away. So I guess I gotta stay now.
Oh, I hope someday I'll make it out of the fair, even if it takes all night. All of our ladies need a place to hide, but I care for one if wanna feel. Skin a bone, hello, welcome home.
Walking out of town, looking for a better place. Something's on my mind, always in my head space. But I know someday I'll make it out of fear, even if it takes all night. Oh, 100 years need a place to hide, but I can't find one if wanna feel.
Skin a bone.
Hello, welcome home.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. If you'd like to call in for any reason at all, the number is 604-822-2487. You can tell me about your favorite animal attack, because I've learned something new this week. So there's been really multiple attacks this week that have brought me so much joy. We're gonna start with one that was out of Michigan. So there was a golf tournament going on, and a teenage golf tournament. And so if you've listened to my show before, you would probably come to the conclusion that, you know, I don't have really much sympathy for golfers. We're actually going to talk about some of the reasons that I don't have sympathy for golfers. We're going to talk about some of the reasons why I don't have sympathy for golfers later in the show, when we get to a story about not golfers, but golf clubs. So these teenagers are at a golf tournament, and you can find this on any of your local websites, but you should go to facebook.com/otbp20xx so you can see the story for yourself, where goose or a geese, is it a goose or a geese? The singular of geese is goose. So a goose came and attacked a 16-year-old, and they have video and footage, and I just want to know. They keep blaming the goose, as if the goose is just naturally aggressive. But, you know, I want to know what this golfer was doing to the goose, because, you know, I walked by lots of goose and they've never attacked me, and to the point where I had to run and fall and fall over my golf bag, and I had a video of it. So, you know, I like that I feel like goose are so vulnerable because there's just so many of them and they live like near people. And so, you know, I think it's a good reminder to stay the F away from them, because they can be aggressive, and they were here first. But our next animal attack is something that you probably didn't even know. One, because you don't own a saltwater fish tank. And two, because you probably just naturally stay away from these devilish beasts that we like to call coral reef. So if you in Quebec, there is a family who had to not only was attacked by coral reef, the coral reef now owns the house. They can't go back into it because the coral reef has taken over and made it known that this is my establishment. And since you have killed the Great Barrier, then I'm going to be here. And we're looking for someplace else to colonize. So if you don't know, so what happened was in Quebec, this man, he brought home a saltwater fish tank, I guess to I mean, he's got four kids. I don't know why he brought a saltwater fish tank. I feel like, one, there's so much time that goes into spending a saltwater fish tank, and it's a lot of money. You probably could do something better than that with the money for your kids. However, he decided to bring home a saltwater fish tank, and it had coral reef inside. And so the coral reef, when agitated, releases a toxin which can cause nausea. And in this airborne, it can cause nausea, it can cause headaches, it can cause chest pains. I don't know if it's deadly, but you normally need a permit to carry this type of coral reef. So when he brought it into the house, the coral reef, felt so agitated that he poisoned his whole family, and this family has been out of their home for a week. Now, while I understand that, while I think it's sad that his kids are continuing to feel sick from these toxins, even after they've left the hospital, he's got some young kids. If you've listened to the show before, you know that, listen, sometimes these things, these casualties just happen. Like, I understand that if it comes down to me, you know, I like to go hiking or I like to sail. And, you know, and so, you know, I'm at the mercy of not just the water and the wind, but the whales. And I don't know if there's sharks in BC waters, but I feel like eventually the sharks are going to be pushed out wherever they're at, and they could possibly end up here. And, you know, I like to hike, and there's bears and, you know, big cats in the woods. And so, like, if, you know, if one of those things comes down and gets at me and takes my life, listen, I understand that that's just how the world works. And so while I feel bad for the kids, I really feel bad that they weren't born to a smarter, someone who just took a little more pride and understanding and love in it. I hope that you guys will be able to listen to me, because I stupidly hit the preview button, and I'm not sure if that makes it so you can't hear me. So it could have been dead. However, to wrap up the story, don't bring coral reef home, because not only are the animals out to attack you, but there are rocks that are looking to take your life as well. And, they're fed up. Moving on to some local BC news. So if you, let's just say you aren't one of those people who gets enthusiastic when animals attack humans, but you still want to save the world. Like, you still feel like you want to do your part, even though I believe doing your part means if an animal takes you, you just have to accept it. There is a police auction in Surrey where you can buy your bike. Not necessarily your bike. You can buy a bike. However, if you've had a bike stolen, potentially, it could be at this police auction. So this police auction will take place on Saturday, and you have the opportunity to not only buy bikes, but there's motorcycles there, there's cars from impound lots, there's also a lot of other stolen equipment that has been released. And so, you know, while I told you about this, about how the weather is going to improve and how the weather has continued to improve, listen, I ride a bike everywhere. It's probably the best purchase I ever made. And if you And if you want to feel like as good as I feel like on a normal basis, I think that the police auction is a great place to start to buy a bike. One, because it's cheap. And two, if you buy it in Surrey, maybe when you ride it in Vancouver, the person who used to own the bike won't see you and beat you up. Because that is like my number one, I don't say it's number one fear. I feel like it's like a realistic thing that you need to understand. Because when I was in high school thinking about buying my first car, the police auction was suggested as a place to find like a nice car for a great deal because it's an impound lot. Chances are that the person just stopped paying it, and you might be able to find some. You might be able to find a steal. I don't know. I mean, that's a pun, but it's also a real idea, real life. Like, you could find a good car for a good deal. But, however, there's a risk because when you're in high school, what you want to do is you want to buy a nice car, probably a little flashy, probably very distinctive. And the person who used to own that car definitely know what it looks like, and they definitely might come see you. So I feel like probably have those same type of issues in a bike. Like, I currently have a new bike, but my old bike was stolen, and I was stolen like a year and a half ago, and I'm still looking for the person who stole it. So if I see you on a Norco, I think it's a VR, and it's like graphite, and it's got lime green, I might drop kick you off of my bike, even if I'm riding a new one, just because it's the principle. When we get back, we're going to touch on a little bit about what spring means here in Vancouver. What are some things to do this weekend? And then we're going to move on to some really, really interesting stuff. If you'd like to call in, and maybe you tell me what you like to talk about. I'm not going to listen, but it's nice to know. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We'll be back.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Sequential Circus has been Vancouver's premier showcase of live electronic music, art, and performance for over a decade. Strap on your dancing shoes and join us for Sequential Circus 22 on Saturday, April 21st at Open Studios. Musical performances by 1800 Height Street, Amos Hertzman, Lace, MAAM, and Quest, visuals by Dermot Glennon, Pixel Pusher, and Ian Ross, and Aerial Hoop performance by Celine. Tickets are $20. Get more information at sequentialcircus.ca.
You I'm a fiend now. Seeing everything I could dream about. And no one's gonna bring what I need now. I'm waiting for that heat. Don't you hold out. Don't ask no questions. Do my thing, get your blessings. Throw each other, mind so dizzy. We be on the drain and with it. Always chilling, cause I know you got me covered, yeah. There ain't distance ever in this world we're living in. No more thinking straight, and no more holding out. Feel you all around me, our own space and time. So take this crown, yeah, I'll be the throne.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. That was Van Jess with Addicted. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. If you aren't from Vancouver, yet you still like weed, you know, a week ago, last Friday was 420, so we didn't get to talk about that on the show. And I feel like when I was finished that I totally missed it. Like, I feel like I just totally missed it. So, here, mostly dealing with like the aftermath. So last year, there was a big, huge, issue because of the amount of, I guess, cost or destruction. But this year, the, 420, like, I don't know what you call it, like a congregation, like a like sermon, like a ceremony at Sunset Beach. I say this because, like, it's so interesting to see the types of people who are, like, at Sunset Beach, who, like, take off the day, who, like, go down there all day. Like, so me and a few people went after work to just check it out, and, you know, to, because they have great deals. So we just went to go check it out, and, like, we probably was there like 15 minutes, and you see people just in like knee-high socks, and they have like weed, you know, pictures on the socks, and there's people, you know, and there's like a guy on the top of the stage, you know, telling people like, hey, you know, we're here, make sure you clean up after yourself. And it was like really nice. It wasn't such a great weather day, but it was just nice to see other people. It was very peaceful. You see the police. But one of the things that they have to deal with is the amount of people who, like, aren't regular weed users. And then, like, the aftermath. So it's funny to, when I say it's funny, it's interesting to, like, listen to the dispatch or read some of, like, the police reports or anything, or just, like, anything, news articles about it. And one of the things that you find is that people really underestimate what edibles do to you. And I think it's one of the hilarious, but it's very interesting, because I walked over to the medical tent to find out where the ATM was, and you see people in there just lying down, you know, like, really trying not to freak out. And over the day, it was over 220 people overdosed or greened out. And I just don't understand, like, I mean, I guess I do understand, but like, how do you get to the point where, you know, you want to be in public and you just like want to just be indulging so much that you just can't control yourself? I feel like there should be some type of not like a licensing, like, you know, you need a license, you know, like a card to buy it, but like maybe like levels, you know, like maybe alcohol should be the same thing, like I'm a level 4 pothead, you know, and this is what I can handle, just so that people can understand that, like, hey, you know, this is not something that you can just jump right into. It's, you gotta ease yourself into it. But it's interesting because Vancouver has like 5, 4, 20 days, and the next one will be when they federally legalize marijuana. And so BC has really begun like ramping that up. It's interesting to see like how the provincial government is able to do a lot of the things that they not just want to do, but do the things that they have campaigned on. You know, it's so different than I feel like the national government, or even I'm from the States. And so, you know, looking at the state governments there or the federal government there, and because from the pipeline that we've been talking about for like 2 weeks, you know, being able to stop and halt the pipeline, and while it might not be stopped forever, it really does feel like the provincial government and, you know, the NDP and Horgan, who campaigned on this, you know, are really putting in the effort, and not only putting in the effort here in BC, but also gaining support across the provinces, particularly from those Quebecois who really believe in the independence, and showing that, yo, just because you push through a federal mandate doesn't mean that we have to abide by and let you potentially destroy our pristine nature. And so, as you see with pot legislation, it's pretty much the same thing as, you know, the federal, you know, has legalized marijuana here in Vancouver and plans on like making it official in July. You see that BC is really trying to be ahead. One, because they've always been ahead on this legalization, and just the really lax take that they've taken on the substance. And you've seen that in the legislation. So while people are waiting on how it will be legislated federally, the BC government is really trying to, like, jump ahead of that. And so getting some of those laws passed early. One of the fears that I had is that with the new laws, there will be laws around it. So, like, you know, now when you can smoke on the beach, or you can smoke like wherever you're at, like a park, or, you know, pretty much anywhere you want, because there's no ban against it. Now that it's going to be legalized, there's going to be laws. There's got to be laws around places you can't do it. And it'll be interesting to see how those are enforced, because especially provincially, because that's what people like to do here. People like to chill. I mean, like, people still do drink on the beach, but it'll be interesting because for a police officer to know that you're drinking on the beach, they got to get up on you, you know? And the beach is the last place that I want a police officer to get up on me, because personally, I've had bad experiences at the beach with police officers. And if you listen to every week, you would have heard a little bit of that story last week. And if you want me to tell the whole thing, you can call in. Listen, I have so many stories where I have been harassed at the beach. It's not even funny, but it'll be interesting. So while BC has a really extensive industry, it'll be interesting to see how it's rolled out nationally. It'll be interesting to see how it's rolled out nationally. And we look forward to it. And when it's rolled out nationally, it'll be interesting to see how they handle these edibles, because while people are inexperienced, like on this 420, and people really don't have an idea of what it can do to them, or like how you can overdose on it, it'll be interesting to see how that's handled post government regulation. Because while they can try to regulate the flour, people are still going to, you know, make their own brownies and make their own things. And it'll be interesting to see if they are even able to control those types of things. When we get back, we're going to go into some more national news. There's got a lot going on. I don't know if you follow, if you aren't on Twitter, or if you are a Kanye West fan, but Kanye West died on April 25th. And, you know, we're going to just talk about rest in peace and what Kanye's legacy is. And maybe if he's going to have some new music come out. But sad day. This is morning music, by the way. Yeah. Rest in peace, Kanye West. Back with Alter Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Aaron. We do this every week, 7 to 8 on Thursdays, bringing you new music and knowledge. And if you like my voice and you like new music, tune in on Tuesdays from 8 to 10 PST with Crimes and Treasons, myself, Horsepower, Jamal Steeles, Relly Rels, Homeboy Jules. We got Young Avocado on the boards. We bring the newest and hottest hip-hop here in the West Coast, in Canada, in the Pacific Northwest, in North America, on the Wanda Fuca plate. You can find us at crimeandtreasons.com. Last week we've had Stuntman Marshall on, actual Idris Elba's stuntman on the show, and talking about how he got into business and what it's like to be a stuntman and how the groupies are different than Idris Elba's groupies. I mean, he didn't really talk about that, but listen anyways. If you like this show as well, you can find previous episodes at facebook.com/otbp20xx, or you can go on citr.com/offthebeatenpath, or you can go on mixcloud.com/offthebeatenpath. You can follow me on Instagram, and you can know exactly what I'm doing, because I like to post a lot, mostly stunting, but sometimes I'm not stunting. And who doesn't like a good stunt, you know? So, if you hadn't been watching anything yesterday, you would have known that Kanye West died yesterday. So, yesterday, he tweeted out. I don't even know where it started, because, like, I feel I was in a meeting and, you know, I feel like I can't follow just that type of train of thought immediately. However, somebody lobbed over Kevin Love past the group to my group chat a picture of Kanye West in a MAGA hat holding up, and the man had his arm around him holding up the Richard Spencer white supremacist sign. And I'm like, wow, man. It's really over. It's really over for that man. Put his fans in lots of, very difficult situation, because one of the things is like, wow, and it's interesting because Sci-Hi, another rapper who I like, first of all, I don't think we should be looking for these celebrities for these deep insights. I don't think we should look for artists for these deep insights. I don't even think that business people, I don't even know if there's anybody who's fit for me to look at them and say, you know what, this person provides a 100%, you know, insightful critical thinking. And I feel like this is someone who we need to lead our nation. I feel like Donald Trump, like, really threw that out the window. And so, like, now entertainers, you have to take them kind of seriously, because you have to watch for them, because one day they might become popular enough where they can be president. And so one of these things is that, you know, Sci-Hi the Prince said, you know, you guys hated Donald Trump. You guys loved Donald Trump until he became president. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Just because you like somebody doesn't mean you think they should be president. Like, I like Beyonce. I think she's a great performer. I watched the YouTube Coachella link because, not because, like, I am a huge Beyonce stan. Like, it's not like I haven't been watching her since Destiny's Child, but, like, it's not like I go out and listen to her music. I don't think I've ever listened to a Beyonce album. But she's a great performer. I want to check it out. Doesn't mean I think she could be president. I don't even know Beyonce's politics. And her politics would probably align a lot with mine. That doesn't mean that I think that she should be president. And so, I feel like people liking Donald Trump before he was president, people always like some dude who's, you know, who lies about his wealth, and he's out hanging out with pretty women, and he's flying on private jets and all types of things. Like, people like those type of dudes because, you know, everybody feels like they are just, you know, temporarily broke, and that one day their millions are going to come through, and, you know, they want to act like Donald Trump would act, and I understand that. But that doesn't mean that you have to like him or publicly endorse him. You know, I feel that Kanye West yesterday, he's talking about how he's a free thinker and how he's, you know, when you don't get caught up with the masses and understanding, and you can think for yourself and you can be, you know, whichever side you want. And I totally agree with this type of individuality. You can, you know, you're able to think and do whatever the hell you want. But when it lends itself to, like, you're on the same side as Richard Spencer, you know, who questions the existence of black people. And if that's something that even should be debated. When you're on the same team as people like that, I feel like you should just take a step back and, you know, and like maybe think a little bit, you know, maybe question like, am I on the right team? Like, you know, if that would be like me, you know, signing up on a basketball team or me sign up on a baseball team, you know, like I did in college and the coach saying, hey, you got to cut your hair and you have to shave your tiny mustache you got and you can't wear any jewelry. So no earrings or no bracelets. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm on the wrong team because these aren't the type of rules that I feel like I should have to play by. And if those rules question not only my existence, but the existence of everyone that looked like me, I feel like there's, you got to do some soul searching. But unfortunately, Kanye West can't do any soul searching because he is no longer with us. It just baffles me because there's this celebrity culture, and even these celebrities seem to be off put by this dude's actions. If you'd like to call in and defend Kanye West, the number is 604-822-2487 at 604-UBC-CITR, because the crazy part about Kanye West is he's probably listening to the show. I heard he likes community radio, and Jackson Hole, Wyoming isn't too far for BC, so maybe he's picking it up on the airwaves, or maybe someone's telling him about it, and since he's not here to defend himself, you can be the person to defend him. But if you don't want to be the person to defend him, we're going to move on because he doesn't deserve as much time anymore. I'm just waiting for the new music to drop. He's got a new album with Kid Cudi. I feel like that's not really a summer album. I feel like that's more like a fall winter album, you know, when you're like kind of feeling in seasonal depression. But it'll probably be really good. And he's got some new music with Nas. And I feel like the music will probably be pretty good. However, if he continues to talk about bleaching buttholes, I just don't know if I can relate to that anymore. I feel like maybe 2 years ago, that's the type of place I was in, you know. But now, I feel like we've all grown up and, you know, we've had to move on. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some terrorist attacks that happened over the week. And it's incredible for me to see, like, the strength of people as they go through some of these. It feels as if, like, terrorist attacks are, like, more like natural disasters. But, like, as on an individual level, it's very interesting to see people's reactions. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the heroes. When we get back.
Hey. 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 Don't say it at my funeral. Hey. Say it to me now. Don't say it at my funeral. Say it to me now. Why won't you wake up? Why won't you wake up? Been through the trenches, been through the mayhem. I see the lights down, I see my friends out. Don't see the purpose in getting all lost.
We just get up, then we'll dust off all the way. Holler until we feel our voices start to break. I don't feel right, but it's better when you go away. Why you thinking the worst to say? Don't say it at my funeral.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. So in the last 10 minutes, we got so much packed in the last 10 minutes. I really have to work on this timing thing because this is like the stuff that you really want to hear, the things that you really want to know about, the information which and the stories that are like beautiful and bring the spice of life. If you hadn't heard, Toronto here, there was an attack where a man drove his van into a crowded street during rush hour, and he killed 10 and injured 14 people. We injured 24 people, and 10 died from the injuries. I always think it's interesting how they talk about like killed 10 and injured 14 when really it's like 24. Like it's, and this is like a new kind of terrorist attack. We were talking about this yesterday at work about the types of people that do this, and it's crazy. I've never heard of incel, which they believe that this man was basically involved in this group. Or incel is not a group; it's the type of person, involuntary celibate, which means basically that it's like dudes who can't get any buns, and they blame women and chads, and chads are guys who get buns, and so they blame them for their like inability to talk to women and I guess and sleep with them, because they see women as objects and to be manipulated. I don't know, it's very weird. And so this guy was one of those types of people, and so this is like a rising demographic, and you see this in the data. A study came out where it says a large proportion of Trump voters were scared to lose their white male privilege, which I feel like I didn't need a study to understand. But this incel group really comes from like this white supremacist group that which is like ladders up into Trump voters. And then so like it's a small group of people who believe that it's their right to have sex with women, and their other people are impeding on their right. And so they carry out terrorist attacks because they think, what's the point of life if you can't? I don't know. If you're one of these guys, if you're a incel kind of guy and you listen to this show, you can call in at 604-822-2487. You can tell us a little bit about it. And I'm offering a service for $150 an hour. We can help teach you how to talk to women. And this not only will be beneficial for you, but it'd be beneficial for everybody. So I think that if you know one of these guys, maybe you should buy him for a Christmas present. Listen, we got a lot of agents. We got a lot of people. We got a lot of experience, counseling, with pre-date counseling, everything. Listen, we've got the whole package. If you need help. But seriously, it's kind of crazy that someone can think that life is not worth it, and not only think that life is not worth it, and not just take his own life, but to take 20 other people's lives with them, like kids and families, and it doesn't make any sense. Also, there was a terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. I mean, not in Washington, D.C., but down south at a Waffle House, where a man stormed in a Waffle House and killed 4 people. He was tackled by another man who's probably like the most heroist hero we've had in 2018. He's like the Black Lightning in real life. He not only wrested the gun away from the assailant, but he started a GoFundMe afterwards, raising money for the victims. You can find the GoFundMe. It'll be posted on Off the Beaten Path's Facebook page, and it'll be in the link for the show where you can donate, because I feel like not only does that not only is that like a going above and beyond your duty, when you're in Waffle House, just trying to, listen, I've never been to Waffle House. It doesn't sound like a place I like to go. I feel like there's so many YouTube world star videos that come out of there that seems like, you know, it's not the place for me. But going above and beyond his duty in the Waffle House to help save people. And the only thing he said is that he wished he had more time to save more people. Now, if I was him, I would have been really scared because I set the alarm off at my job over the weekend, and I was scared that when the police showed up, I was going to have a hard time explaining to them that I worked there. Like, what kind of proof do I have? I didn't have any business cards. I was just there in sweatpants and a hoodie with a laptop looking like, you know, like a Static Shock hacker. But this guy was at a Waffle House holding an AR-15 with four dead people in it. And when the police showed up, everything went, you know, I mean, you know, when the police showed up, if I was him, I'd have been nervous. But it's probably why the universe doesn't put me in a position to save people, because the universe doesn't want me to embarrass myself. Moving on to in Pennsylvania, there were women who were apparently playing too slow for these I don't know if they're incels, but these patrons of this country club, and they called the police because they said the women were playing too slow. Now, you know, over the past few weeks, we have seen what exactly it means when a white person calls the police on a black person for something that is not a police issue. We've seen a woman be taken down in a Waffle House because she asked for more cutlery, you know, and got beat up. There's two guys walked out of the Starbucks. We've also seen over the weekend two men who actually belong to the gym being escorted out by police by LA Fitness. Well, they had the police called on them, and so, you know, they embarrassingly left, because when the police get called on you, there's really only one thing to do is leave, because not only are the police there to take you away, but also it's very clear that the people who called the police are there and they don't want you there. So nobody wants to be someplace they don't want to be, even if they feel like they have a right to be there. So at this golf club, these women were golfing, and they decided to take a little break. They weren't holding people up. If you've ever been golfing, you can play through the hole. And instead of just having like a leisurely golf day, they had the police get called to them. And I think this is a reminder that, listen, just because we can't be there doesn't mean we should. And if you like golfing, like, it's really sad. It's sad that there's not very many options if you like to golf. But I don't know. I feel like if you like to golf, like, golfing just isn't an activity that you should be doing. Like, it's just not. I feel like nobody should golf, and nobody should have to feel like there's some place where they don't, where they're not wanted. But when you find out that you're not wanted there, you got to find someplace else to go, because those people are going to continue to show you that that you aren't allowed there. And I've never really understood this idea of wanting to be someplace where I'm not wanted, because I feel like the number one feeling for me of being someplace is being wanted to be there. So, but it is sad that these women had to deal with that, and white people need to stop calling the police on black people for things that are not police matters, because that's one thing that I have learned, is that minorities, particularly, if we can avoid the police and handle something, you know, just one-on-one, just between me and you, you know what we're going to do? We're going to try to handle that just between me and you, handling it without getting the police involved, because they never really feel like they're here to help. Now, in sad news, and I expect we'll see some retribution from this, a judge